Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
Good afternoon to you. This is the final race of Lent Bumps, day two, 2014. We've got the commentary team here. I'm Mike. I'm at First Post Corner for Men's First Division. At Grassy Corner, we've got Joe, Jack, Ditton, and Eleanor's on the long reach to run down Keys, Downing, Queens, First and Third, Jesus, LMBC, Fiend House, Pembroke, Christ, Girton, Clare, Tithole, St. Cat, King, Robinson, Thelwyn, Maudlin, and at the back as a sandwich is Emmanuel. So they've just set off, they're heading motoring down First Post Reach. These crews move fast. Remember, this is not First Division. He's showing the world how to do the racing line. Absolutely perfect. Passing probably about 3 inches the odds between the blades and the bank. Absolutely perfect. Downing behind on station with Keys. In fact, Downing, do you know what? They are gaining on Keys. I think they're bringing that down. They're getting on for a length between those. This will be interesting. Let's keep watching that. Further back then is the Queen's boat. Queens have dropped back, but further back is really exciting now. It's First and Third being pursued by Jesus. First and Third being pursued by Jesus on the entry to First Post Corner. It's now down to quarter of a length, an eighth of a length. Jesus, the faster boat. This is going to be a bump. Jesus on First and Third. As they go around First Post Corner, hand in the air. Jesus have bumped First and Thirds in Men's Division 1 on First Post Corner. Further back, LMBC, clear water between them. And the following boat, which is Peterhouse. Then there's Pembroke on stations with Peterhouse. Further back, Christ's on station. And then Girton look like they're a bit on the slow side. Girton here being pursued by Clare. There's about a length in it, I would say. But let's just keep on Christ, Pembroke and Peterhouse. These three look like they're having a bit of a tussle. There's now a length in between each of the boats. Let's follow that one round to Grassy. Joe, what are you seeing at Grassy?
Yeah, I'm here and we have got Keys being chased down by Downing. It's very close now. I would suspect that if they don't do it on Ditton Corner, they will bump round on long reach. It's down to just under a length now. Just under a length. They are closing incredibly fast now. I'd say it's down to about half a length now. We'll stay with this one as they come round Ditton Corner. It's going down to about a quarter of a length now. This is going to be a bump before long. Keys keeping very close to the bank there, but I think Downing may just bump them after Ditton Corner. I suspect. I'm just going to try and follow this one round the corner for you. And I think...
Jack.
Or maybe Keys are pulling slightly away, but I'll pass back to you, Mike.
While you chase those down a long reach, just further at the back, it's got really exciting on First Post Reach. Maudlin were trying to catch Thelwyn, not doing very well. Took a slightly oblique course across the river, and Emmanuel, the sandwich boat, were able to snag them on First Post Reach early on. So Maudlin were bumped by Emmanuel on First Post Reach. Let's go over to Jack. What are you seeing at the top end of the river?
I can see Downing are chasing down Key still. This one's going to go right to the final.
Yeah.
Oh, right to the final. Finishing line here.
Yep, okay, so I've got Keys and Downing moving past me right at the moment. There's going to be a bump. They're rowing alongside each other now because they've moved down to the space. Oh my goodness, everyone's getting very excited. They're literally so close. They've been overlapped for about like this whole length of the reach, but the cocks just won't concede. Okay, this is a bump now. The end of Keys and Downing's boat is right there.
To Jack. And I have just seen Peterhouse being overtaken by Pembroke. No bump, I think they're going for the over bump. And just coming past me now, we have Girton by Clare, but there is a big distance between them, about three lengths there, going on to long reach. Eleanor, can you see any more?
So I can see, so I've just had Queens row past me, and then got LMBC here, but I have rowed over, and it appears to be, I think that was the Pembroke and the Peterhouse bump, because it was just Pembroke and Peterhouse rowing over, just rowing to the side. So then now past me I've got Christ, followed by Girton, followed by Clare, and no other bus other than that Peterhouse and Pembroke bus. Back to Jack.
So I have just seen Robinson go past me, but there's a big distance between them and Selwyn. I believe these guys are all just going to roll over. They're rowing very, very gently now. So, Eleanor, I'm going to have to pass back to you again because you can probably see most of the boats.
There's not a lot happening on the long reach. I might, again, just row up on my bike. Not row up, ride up on my bike. All the crews seem really, really focused, but they've not really got anything to focus on because they're all going to be rowing over. Not a lot going on the Long Reach other than all the crews quite far spread apart, all rowing down. Back to Mike.
What we know so far is that Keys have been bumped by Downing. Keys bumped by Downing. Queens rowing over. First and third bumped by Jesus on first post corner. LMBC look good for a row over. Peterhouse, I believe, is caught by Pembroke. Christ, Girton and Clare looking good for a row over. I don't know about the next three boats. Jack, have you seen Tip Hall, St. Cat's or Kings go past at all?
I haven't seen them go past me, so I'll have to go back to Joe. I don't know if you saw anything, what happened between Tit Hall, St. Cat's and Kings there.
Thank you, Jack. I am down on Graphic Gordon. I'm going to try and fill in some of those blanks for you. The Sandwich Boat and Magnum, I believe, have them Maudlin M1. Robin, I think that King's M1 jumped St. Catherine's M1. And then Selwyn were basically in the middle of nowhere. They had nobody to chase. They,
I believe, rode over.
But yeah,
I think that is a bump for M1.
They bumped St. Catherine's M1. I'm not sure about Clare. Holder. Can you see them where you are, Jack?
To Mike, then. So, I think we can call it then. Keys were bumped by Downing. Queens row over. Jesus bumped F&D and first post corner. LMBC row over. Peterhouse bumped by Pembroke. Christ row over. Girton row over. Clare row over. Tithall row over. St. Cat's bumped by Kings. Robinson row over. Derwin row over. Maudlin were bumped by Emmanuel at the back. Eleanor, what's happening at the top end? Eleanor.
So I've just had Selwyn row past me. And then after that, it's all of the... There doesn't seem too much sign of... Oh, no, okay. So I can see Maudlin so, so far behind Selwyn. So obviously a lot worse. And then behind them, possibly Emma as well. But there doesn't seem too much urgency. I don't know if they're just rowing over or if they are rowing back to being bumped. I'm not sure. But I would go for the fact that they're still rowing down. Back to Mike.
Yeah, so just to confirm, Maudlin were bumped by Emmanuel very early on in the course. So I guess the crews that you see further back are the ones rowing back from the bumps around. It's probably St. Cat's and Kings, actually, rowing back from their bumpage around the grassy corner area that Joe saw. So once again, for the Men's First Division, Day 2, Lent Bumps 2014. This is the first day the Men's First Division have rowed. Keys were bumped by Downing, change of head of the river. Queens row over. First and thirds bumped by Jesus. LMBC row over. Peterhouse bumped by Pembroke. Christ row over. Girton row over. Clare row over. Trinity Hall row over. St. Cat bumped by Kings. Robinson row over. Selwyn row over. Maudlin bumped by Emmanuel. Emmanuel up into the first division. That's the provisional for now. We will all convene now at
Thanks
the,
very much, Mike.
HQ you look- at the bottom of the tow park. I give you a results update in about 5 minutes.
Mike, do you want to stay for a chat?
Back to the studio.
Lench bumps.
Cam FM.
So there's actually a bit of a change in results that we originally thought. I'll explain when I get down to them. But basically, so Downing bumped Keys, then Queens rowed over. When first and third were bumped by Jesus, a really good row by Jesus. LMBC rowed over. Peterhouse were bumped by Pembroke, as we reported. Christ rode over, Gerson rode over, and Clare rode over. And then after that, what happened was, we told you that Kings bumped St. Cat's, but actually, the big tussle that happened in the middle by Grass Corner, which involved Pit Hall, Cat's, and Kings, actually, there, St. Cat's bumped Pit Hall, and Kings, it looked like Kings were impeded. It looked like Robinson would have had to row past them, and it looked like a bump, but actually both of because Kings were impeded, the thing all got very confused, and basically Kings and Robinson are doing a rerun tomorrow. They're going to row again because there were problems and Kings were impeded. And then after that, we had Selwyn rowing over, and then right at the back there, Emma were bumped by Magdalen really early on.